Hello again. Welcome to this hypnotic adventure. From hypnoerotica.biz. Visit us on the web at www.hypnoerotica.biz. For maximum enjoyment, use stereo headphones. My name is Samantha, and I will be your guide. And before we begin, find a quiet place in a comfortable space so you can fully enjoy this interesting experience. So get comfortable, really settle in, and follow me into a private place deep inside your mind, allowing my words to form pictures in your mind's eye. And if you haven't already, close your eyes and relax. Feel how good it feels. Relaxing completely now. Breathing in deeply through your mouth and letting it out slowly through your nose. Relax deeper now. Listening carefully to my voice. Ignoring sounds from outside. Ignoring all unimportant noises. Accept my voice, because it is easy to concentrate on your breathing now, feeling how the air is cooler as you breathe it in, and warmer as you breathe it out. And as you continue to concentrate on your breathing, I am going to ask you to remember a time when you were totally relaxed. Think of a time. Maybe when you were having a professional massage. Maybe when you were sleeping late on a Sunday. Maybe when you were relaxing by the pool, soaking up the sun's rays. Totally relaxed. Remember that time now. Remember how it felt to be totally relaxed. Feeling how it feels. Feeling totally relaxed. Relax deeper now. Feeling totally relaxed. And just because I ask you to, picture yourself sitting down in a comfortable chair in a darkened room, a movie theater. See yourself in a movie theater, watching the big screen. As the film starts, you see the numbers counting down. And as they count down, from 10 to 1, let your body feel heavy, more and more relaxed. Let yourself relax more and more. With each number, let your body become heavier, until you are so relaxed, until your body is so heavy, that you could not move at all. 10. Feel the feelings. Feeling totally relaxed. 9. Letting go of all thoughts. Letting your arms become heavy. 8. Your limbs feeling heavier. Feel the heavy feeling. 7. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the neck. It feels so good. Feeling totally relaxed. 6. Listening to my voice with your eyes closed. Feeling the contentment. So heavy. So relaxed. 5. And it is easier and easier to relax and let yourself drift. Remembering the feelings. Feeling totally relaxed. Before you let go completely. And follow my voice deepener. Feel the heaviness spreading. Feel the contentment. 3. Following my voice. Following deeper. Feeling more and more relaxed. Feeling more and more content. 2. Totally heavy now. Totally relaxed. Feeling the contentment. 1. Feeling so heavy. Feeling totally relaxed. Seeing yourself sitting in a darkened room. Seeing yourself sitting in a movie theater. As you see the big screen. The big white movie screen. As the movie starts, you are in the center of the row, with no one in front of you. So you can see the screen, as if you were the only one, in the entire theater, watching the movie, watching yourself, watching the movie, and the movie starts. And in this movie, a parent is reading a story to a child. You hear it clearly. Hear the voice. Be sure you are not listening too carefully. And you must also not think over much. Because it is easy for your conscious mind to be constantly evaluating the possible meanings. Because words can have several meanings. And when you discover alternate meanings, this distracts you from the true meaning. Letting yourself drift. Watching the movie. Remembering a time when you were listening to a good story. Feeling pleasant feelings. Relaxing feelings. Feelings of contentment. Sending your conscious mind all the way down into your right big toe. And let go. Once you let go, you might not hear the rest of this story. And this will be fine. Because this story is simply the vehicle to explore feelings with. Don't focus on any feelings that my voice describes. Don't try to imagine what it feels like to relax totally. Don't explore the sensations from your body. To evaluate if they change. Just be indifferent. Let anything my voice tells you pass through your head without consciously listening. Anything important will be received and understood automatically by your subconscious mind if you let it. Like watching the movie. And as you continue to drift, it might be reassuring to recognize that there is a part of your mind that knows how to learn, even without knowing that it's learning, which may not make sense to your conscious mind. And that's all right, because those parts of your mind, beyond your conscious awareness, are perfectly comfortable with this awareness, just like the very first time you said about learning to walk. It was tricky at first. But you learned. Without even knowing how you learned. Or learning to count. The fingers on one hand. And at one point you may not have even been aware that that hand was your hand. But it was. And you learned that you can count the fingers. Your fingers. One at a time. And they add up to 5. 5 on each end. Makes 10. And you also had 10 toes. Didn't you? And you learned that. So pretty soon. You just knew that. Without even thinking about it. And when you learned to ride a bike. It didn't seem. At first. Even possible. All those things to be aware of. All at the same time. Pedaling. Steering. Finding that balance. It wasn't easy. Especially for that conscious part of your mind. Until it began to settle. In your mind and body. And you learned. To put it all together. As one complete action. And now today you can just get on a bike. And go. Just like that. Well, it's nice to know. That part of your mind. is still with you, here and now, today, and can learn new ways of thinking, new ways of feeling, because the patterns of living that we all do are just that, patterns, and you really can let go of the old way and quickly and easily learn whole new ways of being, new ways of responding, and really enjoy discovering that it is as easy as 1, 2, 3, naturally, one step at a time, riding up the elevator to the third floor with your Japanese client, riding up the elevator to the Tokyo Bondage Club, feeling a little nervous, wondering how much sake your client made you drink, wondering how many times your client has visited this club, stepping out of the elevator, looking at the odd decorations, leather straps, whips and chains displayed on every wall, smiling back at the hostess, admiring her beautiful black hair, silky black hair, listening to her sweet voice, speaking Japanese, understanding nothing, smiling and nodding to your client, hoping he enjoys himself, so you can close the sale, waiting patiently while he makes his request, smiling back at the hostess, watching her lead your client down the hallway, watching two beautiful young girls lead your client by the hand, watching the sweet-looking Japanese girls, wondering what they will be doing, surprised by the hostess, gesturing for you to follow, following the sexy hostess, following down that hallway, seeing a beautiful young woman waiting for you in a doorway, staring at her sexy outfit, thigh-high black leather boots with 5-inch heels, a short black skirt, a black satin corset, and matching black satin gloves, long gloves that go up past her elbows, smiling at you wearing bright red lipstick, noticing a wicked twinkle in her eyes, hesitating just a little, smiling and bowing to the hostess, letting the beautiful young woman lead you into her chamber, looking around the room, hearing her lock the door behind you, admiring the black and purple themed decor, admiring the collection of devices hanging from the far wall.
My name is Mistress Sato. I am Yuado Minotoikus for Zaibuning.
Listening carefully to her words,
you will obey me.
Letting their meaning sink in slowly,
you will do what I say. Stand over here.
Play along for now. Standing where directed.
Hands behind your back.
Putting your hands behind your back.
You will obey me.
Following her command just for fun.
You will do what I say.
Not wanting to be rude.
Relax.
Feeling cold metal on your wrists. Hearing the handcuffs click tight. Feeling a little aroused.
Relax.
Explaining you are just waiting. Waiting for your client. Watching as she put manacles on your legs. Just above the ankle. Telling her slowly in English. You are not prepared to be a sex slave. Looking at you while she chooses a ball gag. From the many hanging on the wall. Concerned but not wanting to cause a scene. As she puts the ball gag in your mouth. Realizing too late. She is taking her job very seriously.
You will obey me. You will do what I say.
Or you will be punished.
You will be punished.
Seeing the whip in her hand.
Now walk over to the mirror.
Motivates you to please her.
Now walk over to the mirror.
Shuffling across the floor.
Good boy.
Standing where directed. Looking at a full-length mirror. Seeing herself in the mirror. Watching Mistress Sado. Unbuttons your shirt. Watching Mistress Sado. Unbutton your pants. Taking off your belt. Watching your pants. Fall to the floor. Feeling exposed. Feeling more and more aroused. Watching Mistress Sado. Taking your picture. With your hands behind your back. Wearing a ball gag. With your shirt unbuttoned. And your pants around your ankles. Embarrassing pictures.
And listen.
Protesting through the ball gag.
Relax.
Mistress Sado cracks her whip.
Feel the contentment.
Feeling the sting of the whip on your ass.
And listen. Feelings growing down.
Hearing the crack of her whip.
Relax.
More and more excited.
Feeling the whip on your thighs. Hearing herself cry out in pain. Bringing a tear to your eye. Unable to protect yourself. Unable to move much at all. Losing your balance and stumbling to the floor. Feeling the welt from the whip.
Get up. You
get up.
Stand up.
Mistress Sado stands over you. Feeling humiliation.
Get up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Mistress Sado kicks you with her leather high heel boots. Struggling to get up. Feeling so humiliated. Feeling more and more aroused. Mistress Sado kicks you again. Thinking the kicks are better than the whip. Thinking how sexy she looks in her outfit. Trying desperately to stand up. Mistress Sado taking more pictures of you. Embarrassing pictures. feeling so humiliated, feeling so aroused, feeling so horny, feeling the sting of the whip. Mistress whips and kicks you, humiliating you, punishing you for what seems a long time, because you cannot stand up with your legs shackled together, with your hands cuffed behind your back, laying on the floor, watching Mistress Sato standing over you, looking up her skirt, seeing her bright red panties, crotchless panties, matching the color of her lipstick, more and more aroused. Mistress Sato stands over you with one high-heeled boot on either side of your head, looking up the long black boots, looking up at her crotchless panties, watching her bend over, taking off her ball gag, looking up the long black boots, looking up at her smiling face, seeing her pussy peeking out of her panties, watching as she lowers herself down, seeing her pussy more and more clearly, her beautiful Japanese pussy, watching as she sits down on your face, breathing in her sexy aroma, her scent filling your mind, tasting her juicy cunt, feeling her short curly hairs on your nose and lips, licking her pussy. Good boy. Licking her pussy deeper, more and more aroused, feeling your erection growing harder by the minute, breathing in her scent, smelling her sexy perfume, licking her pussy deeply, flicking her clit with her tongue. Very good. Licking and sucking her pussy for a very long time, licking and sucking and kissing. Mistress Sato sitting on your face. It seems like you have been with her forever. When you hear a distant bell ring, and suddenly Mistress Sato stands up. Time is up.
Time is up.
Tossing the key to your handcuffs on the floor, Mistress Sato struts to the door, and you are alone. It feels so good to accept, but you don't just accept in trance. You accept during your waking consciousness as well, even though you don't necessarily remember what you accepted in trance, even though you were conscious of accepting it in trance. It's okay to forget what you learned in trance, isn't it? Because forgetting feels wonderful. It's okay to forget what you learned in trance, to accept it and just do what I suggest, effortlessly, easily and without inhibitions. more and more easily and whenever you do, while awake, something I suggested you do, you feel. You know what you feel, don't you? Whenever you do what I suggested in trance, whenever you do it and carry it out, out of trance, you feel ecstasy. In fact, the more you do what I say, the better it feels. Doesn't it? The more you do what I say, the better it feels. Ecstasy. And even though you don't consciously remember what you are supposed to do, you do it anyway, even though you've consciously forgotten, haven't you? That's right. And you feel perfectly comfortable consciously forgetting what you're being conditioned for in trance, because you know that you've chosen to accept the conditionings you receive in trance, because you've chosen to listen to them. And so it's okay to accept them and to carry out those behaviors more and more fully during your waking life, to carry them out, to do what I say, to do what I suggested and feel ecstasy. That's right. Because acceptance feels good, doesn't it? Acceptance feels wonderful. And so, I give you suggestions of what to do and what to be that you've chosen to accept. And so you accept them and feel good. You just do what I say. And it feels good when you can just do what I say. When you can just obey and do what I say. And acceptance feels so nice. Because when you obey, you feel ecstasy. Doesn't it feel good to obey? That's right. Whenever you obey, you feel ecstasy. And you can just forget about everything else. You can just forget and feel good and just obey. Isn't that right? No need to have all those worries and inhibitions. They just get in the way of you becoming the person you want to be and need to be, to be happy and free. That's right. And every time you hear my voice, say the words, relax deeper now. You instantly relax this deep or deeper. The words of the session went directly to your subconscious mind, changing you the way you want them to, for your pleasure. Your subconscious mind was completely open and accepting, because every time you hear this voice, say the words, relax deeper now. You instantly relax this deep or deeper. And that this session went directly into your subconscious mind, changing you the way you want it to, for your enjoyment. Your subconscious mind was completely open and accepting. And every time you hear my voice, say the words, relax deeper now. You instantly relax this deep or deeper. Your ideas from this session are stored in your inner mind, where your ideas are changing the way to are the way you want them to, for your pleasure. Your subconscious mind is completely open and accepting my voice, because it feels so good. You enjoy this recording more and more, and you will want to feel these feelings again and again, because you enjoyed this experience more and more. And you will want to feel these feelings again and again, because you enjoyed this experience. And when I count up from 1 to 5, you will emerge from this trance feeling wide awake and feeling fine. When you reach the number 5, or you can choose to drift off to sleep with wonderful dreams, it is up to you. 1. Coming back into the body now. 2. Feeling relaxed and refreshed. 3. Feeling better than ever. 4. Getting ready to make your choice. 5. Well on your way.